you didn't like it. You know, maybe you liked it a little bit, or maybe you, so you say, I didn't like it.
I would probably say I didn't like it, really.
Okay, all right. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. You might say, now that kid's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble, what? Say apt is not, or like is not, or neither?
Probably, if I had to choose between the two words, I probably would say like is not.
Okay, okay. Would you say it on your own at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, what do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow when you're plowing?
Row.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Would you call them furrows or farrows?
Furrows.
Okay. Say you're raising wheat and you have a good yield, and you say, we really raised a big what of wheat?
I don't know, but the thing that comes to mind is sheaves.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'm talking about the whole field full, the whole batch.
We sure did raise them.
Another way that this word is used, sometimes on the news when they're reporting farm prices and stuff,
mm-hmm.
They'll say, well, this year the price of wheat is going to go down because we've had a bumper, what?
Crop.
Okay. Okay, say you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land. You'd say you had done what to that land?
Clear.
Okay. Anything else you might say?
Plowed up.
What?
Plowed up.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes when after they cut grass or clover or something for hay, it'll grow back in the same season, and they can cut it again. And what do they call it when they cut it again? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Say there is some old dead dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay. What do you call a crop that just comes up that you haven't planted that year?
I don't know.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a what?
Bundle.
Okay. Anything else?
Stack.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Sometimes they get these bundles and tie them up into something bigger. And then you call it thing that's bigger or what?
Bale.
Okay, anything else?